On the edge of doubt, I jump. Yo, sometimes I fantasize, imagine, and dream. Yo, terrific is the term I tag on the tight way. He totally touched this terrible terrestrial.
70 times 7!
Putting in me a passion to put away perversity and pick up praise for the Prince of Peace.
70 times 7!
Yo, I feel like I'm on the verge of a fantastic breakdown. Life, yo, is always better. I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Yo.
70 times 7!
Hey, welcome to the Bring Back the Poetry podcast. My name is Jason Tomlinson. I am beside myself with absolute joy and happiness that you have joined me. Today, we are featuring Justin Swanson and Hendersonville Martial Arts. This is a business right here in Hendersonville that has just opened up its doors to be a standalone business starting in January of this year. My family has been, my son specifically, has been a student of Justin's now for close to 3 years, and we sincerely believe in his business at Hendersonville Martial Arts. And if you want any details, just check the description of this podcast, and there will be a link directly to his site. And if you know me, just ask me for his number. I can get it out there as well. The poem that I've written in tribute to Justin and his dojo is called Seize the Goal. Here it is. There is a tendency on the quest to be our best, for readiness to be a liability to often second-guessed, because readiness can be sufficient for the one who survives long before completeness fully arrives. But recognizing that moment is not easily done, when to stay and when to run. It is wisdom, then, that must decide whether to stay home or whether to go outside. In some ways, one is never really ready to go. In those times, it is comfort one cannot know. 'Cause if sufficient preparation is made, and there is wisdom in your soul, keep your eyes on the prize and reach out to seize the goal. And that is exactly what Justin Swanson has done. His story is a very good story, and I want you to stick around and listen to it in part two. Thanks a lot. Bye. Hello, welcome back to the Bring Back the Poetry podcast. My name is Jason Tomlinson. I am sitting here. I don't know if you can hear the echo in the room. I think you probably can. I'm sitting here at Hendersonville Martial Arts with the owner and head instructor, Justin Swanson. Hey, Justin.
Hello.
Justin, we're doing this series here on making your passion your profession. And what I want you to do is, if you can take my listeners back to around 2007, your family had just moved to Tennessee, and you're working a job in sales, and then I believe you mentioned that martial arts was totally on the back burner by then, but slowly some stuff started to happen. Go ahead and walk us through that.
Yeah. I was working for an advertising an advertising sales position at that point, and I had been training martial arts for a long time, and I just happened to be working with somebody who has a school up in Brentwood, and we knew a lot of mutual people, so I ended up training there, and then ended up running a lot of the teen and adult classes for this individual for a number of years. Great experience training, learned a lot through that program, grew a lot as a martial artist. But through that period, it kind of was able to kind of keep that dream alive while I was working a lot of hours. And then ended up taking a break from that as Janelle and I had our third child, Wesley. And then through that process, just a series of up and downs with my career, I decided at some point, you know, I've been, you know, one of the things that it's held me back in some ways from pursuing martial arts as a career is that I always want to be learning and growing. So I'm never going to feel like I know enough. So like I could be training for 20 more years and I still feel all the gaps of knowledge that I need to fill. But I kind of got this nudge, you know, where I wanted to, you know, really, you know, pursue that this passion again. And so I'd actually been let go from a job, and then I reached out, you know, to try and, you know, diversify myself a little bit. So I reached out to Jonathan Leek, who is heading our recreation fitness ministry at our church, and just want, you know, just, hey, would the whole idea of us offering maybe a martial arts classes out of the church and just to check in and see if that was of interest. And yeah, he jumped all over it. The church is very receptive. Doug, you know, Varnado was, you know, just, you know, very encouraging and just plugging it every, you know, every time we were in class and things like that. And so, so the church was great. And I remember my first class, and it's one of those things too, I knew a lot about martial arts, I just didn't know a lot about the business at all, or marketing, any of those things.
Oh, yeah.
But my very first class that I held at the church.
And this is all for adults at this stage.
Yeah, at first we just started with teens and adults, it was a little bit more of my comfort level at that point. And so, but I remember my very first class, we had two people. it was a stepfather and his stepson that came, and next thing you know, his brother joined, and it was just slow. It just grew here and over time, but just kind of ups and downs, and you know, we kept it going. And I was, remember, downstairs in the fellowship hall. And we were, there's a little carpeted area over there. And I remember whenever we'd get done, our feet were all kind of, because there's a lot of food that dropped there. It's kind of gross. Yeah. Yeah. So, but as I kept moving with the program, I decided, you know, that I really, you know, needed to offer a kids program. And I had some experience teaching kids, but not as much. So, you know, we got that started, and had a number of kids join the program, and it was one of those things, like, you know, I was enjoying it, I was enjoying the process, but, you know, it was also, you know, working, I was, you know, commuting to Franklin, it was nerve-wracking, because there are some days where, you know, in the traffic back from Nashville, just, man, am I going to be able to even make it, you know, to do my class in time? We had moved from the fellowship hall up to the gap room, which is a big blessing, which was really nice. And so I actually had all my equipment, our folding mats and kicking shields, all that stuff. I was able to keep all of that in this little kind of closet off to the side there that made it real accessible and easy to use. And so so that program was there. But I remember there was, you know, a period of time I struggled with there. Whereas, man, are we ever going to be able to grow this into something that could actually support a family? And yeah. And my biggest doubter was always myself, and always in the back of my head. And there, I had reached out to a gentleman who had offered me a job a long time ago running a martial arts school in Knoxville, and a guy who, I kind of felt like he was a little bit shady, but I felt like maybe I could still get what I wanted out of him, which is to teach martial arts full time. And so he kind of dangled my chain a little bit. He tried to get me to move to Knoxville at one point, but thankfully it just didn't work out.
Thankfully,
yes. And then he also came up with this idea. Well, I tell you what, I'd like to break into the national market. So how about I essentially front the money and you run my school? And so, you know, that's when I read that period of time where I was commuting back and forth to Knoxville for a little while, and I turned our program into a once a week program. We were just meeting on Saturdays, and, you know, I really felt like I needed this guy. Like, and so I went out there to kind of have this crash course in the industry and in program directing. And, you know, it was a really good experience in a lot of ways because I learned a ton of really valuable things. But I also learned just enough about this guy to know I don't want to work for him in a million years. So,
shady.
Yeah. So it worked out well. And then, you know, I was able to kind of cut ties with him, but again, learn a lot in a really short period of time.
Sure.
Great information. And work with some really great instructors. And so I kind of came back just a bit rejuvenated from that experience. And then thinking, you know, really, I don't need anybody. That we've got everything here that we need. And it's funny because I was running this program for this period of time there, you know, very established, really beautiful looking school, all of first class equipment, a great neighborhood. But I was getting more web inquiries on my little, you know, web.com, $10 website for this program than that program was getting.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, and again, that's not with a whole lot of marketing. So then I came back and reached out to some gentleman that I knew, you know, Paul Garcia. I reached out to him because I knew that he knew the business. He had taught that other guy everything that he knows. But he also, you know, really strong believer, and you know, and we shared the same values. So he hooked me up with another a really good guy, and then I just really started to just fill in the knowledge gaps that I needed to run a program effectively and create a more professional enrollment procedure, more professional billing procedure, all those types of things to create more stability for the program.
Yeah,
and then. At that point, you know, we really just started to just hit a growth spurt and reach that next level where we actually could begin to see, wow, this could actually be a business that could, you know, could sustain us and actually, you know, be something that could actually be successful. And so that, you know, just kind of, you know, grew from there. And we reached a point, I think last spring, so in the spring of 2013. So I mean, it didn't happen quickly,
right?
But then once it started to really happen, it was fairly quick.
Yeah.
So there was quite a period of time where the school, the program had 20 students to 30 students, and just kind of, you know, stayed around that area. But I think we had, you know, right around 30 students last spring, so around April or May, somewhere in that range, and then, you know, just really skyrocketed there to the point where, you know, when I was telling people what was happening, they were very surprised to hear that we actually had 70 students operating out of a church with no visibility. So so we felt like there was enough momentum there for us to go ahead and take the steps to lease space. And then as we were getting into this, you know, we really felt like, you know, God was opening the doors for us to actually go ahead and do this, you know, full time. So I actually gave, you know, when I came back from Knoxville, I was lucky to find a job that I did, and it was an inside sales job. Didn't require any travel. It was in Nashville, and
back us up just a second there, because when you were getting with the shady guy, you had quit your day job then.
Yeah, I quit my day job then, and I, you know, went to Knoxville to essentially work for him. And, you know, and then at a certain point, it just, you know, I was leaving every Monday morning, like at like 4:30, something like that. And then driving the drive to Knoxville to make it there for a staff meeting. So I'd get there, I'd make the staff meeting, and then I would just be in Knoxville for the week. So I was away from my family all week. I wouldn't come home until, you know, Friday afternoon. And so that was rough on us. We, you know, had just moved into renting another house in town and things like that. So we were doing that for, you know, it was a couple months know, of that. And then, he didn't, there were a number of things he didn't let me know how the school was in a lot of trouble. And so the amount of money I was supposed to be able to make, it just really wasn't there. And, and he just, you know, the communication wasn't there on his part. And so, you know, I was actually, you know, showing up there, getting chewed out for problems I didn't create. It was very, very, it was eye-opening. But again, God had a plan and purpose for it. And one of the real things I'm thankful for is that he didn't, you know, go ahead and open a school in Nashville, because if he had, he would have had me sign a non-compete. So I would have been, you know, stuck either working for him or not able to do this or get in some kind of legal battle. So I'm very fortunate that you know, I was able to cut ties with him when I did.
Yes.
And then, you know, kind of get this program going without anybody else owning a piece of it. You know, this is, you know, our business.
This is and Swanson Industries.
Yes, absolutely. So so that was great. But when I came back, you know, I basically let him know, you know, thanks, but no thanks. And,
right.
You know, I wish you well. And
yeah,
part ways as friends, supposedly. But then, yeah, I was able to find a job fairly quickly. You know, and it was, you know, the hours were just perfect for me to be able to keep, you know, my teaching opportunities open at night. Expanded, you know, the offerings I was offering out of the church. And how many times I was able to offer classes and things like that. So, you know, it worked out great. And then, you know, I were able to just reach that point where this past December, I was able to go to my vice president and let him know, hey, appreciate the opportunities, but we've got, you know, I've got a business that's taken off, and you know, we need to pursue this. And
wow.
And so we were able to do that in a positive way as well. So so here we are.
Here we are at Hendersonville Martial Arts.
Yeah.
Now, one theme that I hear through your story is this, the whole issue of confidence.
Yeah.
How maybe you don't know enough or you need somebody else, but here you are. I mean, who kind of pushed you towards opening the business this time?
Yeah, well, it's funny because I think as Janelle in the past, you know, she's just been such an amazing blessing because, you know, here this has been my dream, this is my passion. She's not a martial artist, but she's, you know, kind of at first for a while tolerating it, you know, while you know, through having young kids and things like that, me being gone a couple nights a week to train and, you know, moving through black belt training camps and, oh, honey, I just, you know, if I can just get through this next black belt training camp, then maybe I can take a break a little bit. There's always that next thing. But I think as she's begin to see, well, also our own kids being in the program and how that kind of impacts them and other kids that we know. And then as she's seen just my passion and the business begin to take off, she's caught the vision. And so this dojo that we're sitting in now, you know, her... You know, she had a big part, like the paint that we picked out and, you know, the way that we did the mats and the design, all these things. So I think she began to kind of catch that vision and kind of take ownership of it. And then as she's seen, you know, the business grow, you know, she, you know, was believing in me even when I was doubting and really kind of gave me that nudge that I needed to go ahead and just pursue this. So so she was a big part of that.
Yep. Thank you, Janelle. Hey, so what's next for Hendersonville Martial Arts, man?
Yeah, so you know, we want to, you know, don't plan to be necessarily the biggest school in Hendersonville. I want to be the instructor for the most part and be able to have my you know, fingerprints on the kids that I'm instructing. We don't want to just hire people right off the street that don't understand our systems, that don't have our, you know, but we want to build the program and in a smart way and offer opportunities to eventually to our own students to have a part in it and have, you know, teaching opportunities and other opportunities. So we want to build it, you know, really strong here. And there's so many, you know, families in Sumner County, there's so many folks looking for a program like this that's very values-based and then people looking for reality-based self-defense training. So we really want to build up our adult program more as well, get more and more, you know, families training where parents and kids are all able to kind of be involved with what we're doing. So we want to, you know, really be stable here And then, you know, eventually think about maybe some other communities around Nashville, you know, where rather than just trying to build like a mega school here, we want to have a good sized school that's sustainable, that's you know, that can be successful. But then, you know, we think about you know, what some other communities in Middle Tennessee, you know, if they could, and then, you know, where folks were able to kind of take me under their wing and kind of show me the business. I'd like to be able to do that for other folks.
Yeah.
You know, as young people and have passion for martial arts, you know, kind of help them, you know, to take that vision and bring it to the next level. So that's, you know, really what we'd like to be is a school that can also duplicate itself in ways like that. So, yeah.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to it, man. Thank you so much for talking to us today, man. Anything else?
I think that's it. I mean, I think I talk to our kids a lot about goal setting. And it's one of those things, you know, I say this a lot, but there's that, you know, John Lennon song where he's got that line, you know, life is what happens to you while you're making other plans.
Yes.
And that really always resonates with me. This is something that, you know, I wanted to pursue, but you just kind of, you can get in that rut and you can get, you know, you're just working a job that you don't like. And you're thankful for it, it pays the bills, but you don't have that passion for it.
Yeah.
Is to, you know, set some goals. I mean, last year when I set the goal that by the end of the year, we were gonna quit my job and do it, but there was some power in that.
Yeah.
There was still a doubt at times in my mind, but there was real power in actually setting that goal, writing it down, and then following through and now seeing, you know, that it was possible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks so much, man.
All right. Bye.